It's below freezing in the German capital Berlin, but tens of thousands of homes are without power after a left-wing activist group staged an arson attack on the city's power grid over the weekend. The group claiming responsibility, the Volcano Group, said the attack deliberately targeted some of Berlin's wealthiest districts. Professor Stefan Marschall is the chair of German politics at Heinrich Heine University in Düsseldorf. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. It's Monday evening with you. What's the latest you're hearing about the impact of the attack?
So the impact has been very heavy. Well, we have to see that since Saturday, about 50,000 households were without power, without heating. Now they have started to fix it again, but still there are about 30,000 households without any heating, without any electricity. And that in these days, we mentioned that we are in the middle of the winter. It's very cold, especially in Berlin. So this is very tough for those who are affected.
Are there community areas where those affected can gather, can get some heat from generators and the like?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there has been quite some help for those who are affected by this attack. And so there is the possibility to assembly in certain rooms where you get electricity, where you have heating. So people are taken care of in these areas. And also, there's much more security on the road because of the safety reasons we have now in times where you have now a lot of darkness. And so that's something which has been done by the authorities very quickly with the help of military and other people, other agencies. So in that way, there is help, but the situation is still very tough.
And the group said it wanted to target wealthier districts. Is it mainly more wealthy residential areas that are suffering here?
Well, it's a little bit a mixed area where you have, yes, residential areas, but you have also business. So it's not clear cut in Berlin. So it's not that you have districts which are only wealthy districts to be considered as those. But it's a little bit mixed still. I mean, it's a big part of the city. It's a southwestern part of the city which is affected. And so in that way, yeah, it's more symbolic in and it reaches much more far beyond this area because, it's, of course, this has also a symbolic impact.
And tell us about the group claiming responsibility, the Volcano Group or Vulkangruppe. Who are they and why did they do this?
Yes, this group was founded in 2011, and it has committed quite some crimes since then. So acts of sabotage against the infrastructure, against rail systems, etc. So they are an anarchist group. They are a part of the left-wing extremist spectrum. And yeah, what they do or what they aim for is to destroy the capitalist structures. They are anti-industrial, so they are in opposition to everything which is large-scale industry, energy infrastructure, or high-tech development. And these are the targets they choose for their attacks.
And Germany has a long history of left-wing extremism, left-wing activism. They say they're targeting the rich. How much popular support does this kind of action have?
Very little. I would say that, well, when you look at the whole population, there's not that much support for acts like that, especially because it affects many people, many persons, civilians, and this is something which is always very much criticized. But there is a strong left-wing milieu in Berlin where these groups can find a kind of a base and support structure. So in that way, no, it's not a mainstream phenomenon, but it's something which has support in certain areas and certain segments of the society.
And are authorities seeking criminal charges now?
Yes, they do, of course. They are investigating this attack, but it will be kind of difficult. I mean, we are talking about an underground group where it's very difficult to identify people. We don't know much about this group, how many persons are part of this network. So there's a lot of ignorance when it comes to this group. So that makes it rather difficult, really, to investigate and to set up charges.
And I guess it raises questions about the security of Berlin's infrastructure.
Sure, it does. And that's something which we are all in Germany, not only in Berlin, very much looking at right now. So how about the vulnerability of our infrastructure, of the critical infrastructure we have? It's not the only and the first sabotage action we have seen in the last months. And there's not only sabotage coming from inside, but we are also facing sabotage from outside. So certain attacks which might stem from foreign powers. So in that way, this is become a very crucial issue in Germany, and I guess that there will be much more policy making in this field in the next months.
A bit of a reality check, perhaps. Professor Stefan Marshall, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks.